Dean, you're managing member, musical director, and a musician yourself of vibrant life communities in Ann Arbor, and you also travel to Kalamazoo. Tell us about that role and what is Vibrant Life Communities?
So Vibrant Life Communities is an assisted living and memory care organization. We have four communities around the state of Michigan. So one of them is in Kalamazoo, which we call New Friends Memory Care. We have another one in between Lansing and Flint called the Lodges of Durand. But then our last two have actually been called Vibrant Life. We have Vibrant Life Senior Living in Temperance, which is right outside of Toledo. And our newest one opened up this year in Vibrant Life Senior Living Superior Township, which is right outside of Ann Arbor.
Is it me or is it that dementia seems to be affecting more and more people? It seems to me like it is.
Dementia affects anywhere from 33 to 50% of everyone over 85. And so more and more people are turning 85 and living longer. So do the math.
Right.
And more people are getting dementia. You know, a doctor friend of mine once told me, you know, we've been in the last 100 years, 120 years since 1900, we've made amazing medical advances for the whole body, from surgeries to MRIs to all sorts of, you know, heart transplants. But it's pretty much all been from the neck down.
That's true.
And so as our bodies are living longer and people are living longer, we're now having more dementia because our brains are still experiencing decline. And we haven't been able to fix that yet.
And I would imagine one of the problems is that it can be hard to diagnose. It's not like a physical ailment, a broken bone or a bruise. It's something you can't really identify until behaviors get pretty pronounced. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a doctor, so but yes, generally we discover it through behaviors. But I think with different MRIs and scans, PET scans and SPECT scans, you can actually find dementia, those who know how to look for it correctly. I don't think insurance has paid for that yet, so people aren't getting those kind of scans to determine it. But I'm not sure we'd really want to know, actually.
You know, as I've had a family member experience some of these issues, I'm starting to learn more and more. And I heard somewhere that there's 150 different kinds of dementia. And one of the things that took me a while to understand was the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's. Through your work, are you able to define that?
Sure. So dementia is the overall term of, say, brain disease. There are many, many types of dementia, about seven main types, but a lot of little types. So I guess you can get up to 150. But Alzheimer's is the most prevalent of all dementia. And about 50%, the statistics are, from my understanding, of dementia is Alzheimer's disease. So it's the most prevalent one. So sometimes that's why it's confusing, dementia or Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is one dementia.
So your part of this is bringing music to dementia patients, and not just dementia, right? It's Parkinson's, other cognitive
issues? Well, Parkinson's is one thing. Well, my part is I have two careers. I am the founder of Vibrant Life Communities. I'm the co-owner and founder of Vibrant Life. Okay. So I've had a senior career for 30 years with senior care in assisted living and memory care. I also happen to be a professional musician, and my degree is in music. And for the first 20 years of my career, I was a professional musician and educator. Then I got in my 30s, I got into senior care and always mixed them to a little degree. I always played for the residents. I'm a jazz piano player and singer-songwriter. But lately, we've had this great new project where I've been integrating my careers together. And we actually formed a memory care choir in one of our memory care communities.
The TikTok choir?
The TikTok choir.
And there is a video that we've got online, and it's lovely to listen to. You can see their faces light up. What is it that music does for someone with dementia?
Well, you know, music does something for everyone. And I think most people can relate to the joy you feel listening to music on various levels. I think for dementia specifically, they're just people with dementia. And so they get the joy that anybody gets out of music. But what a lot of people don't know is that music can actually improve functioning and improve mood, and music helps the brain. So your brain has 12 main parts to it. When you listen actively or actually participate, sing in music, it lights up all 12 parts of your brain function better. So the different elements that hold music and remember music, and but even mood, emotion, memory, music helps everything to do with the brain.
It helps memory too.
Music helps memory. So as a music therapist once told me, because if you picture when you're, say, singing and it lights up your brain, well, when you have dementia, you are trying to access memories. So the memories haven't gone away in your brain, but the access to the memories have gone. Like the road to the memory has gone, sometimes gone away or is damaged. By singing or by playing or listening to music, if you think about, if it lights up your whole brain, it kind of creates all these new pathways so you can get a detour to the memory if the original memory wasn't working that well.
What you're describing sounds permanent almost, is it? This new pathway that you can form, or is it a temporary effect?
That I'm not a scientist, so I don't know that for sure. I tell you my anecdotal experience is that the people in my choir seem to function better after they sing. And it's quite amazing. One other therapist told me that the cerebellum in your brain is what remembers music, and that the cerebellum does not experience dementia, or very little. So I did an experiment not long ago with 15 members of our Memory Care Choir, and I had them hum the Star Spangled Banner. Now, the Star Spangled Banner has 103 notes to it, and it has 102 intervals between each note. There's an interval.
Right.
And those are tough intervals, too. It's a tough song to sing. So these people had early to moderate stage dementia, 15 people, and every single one knew every single note. And not only did they know every note, they knew every interval. And these aren't professional musicians.
Yeah.
So they knew 103 notes and intervals, and they had dementia, and they hadn't forgotten one note. Not one out of the 15 had forgotten one note. So your brain does remember music better than other things.
Tell us about this choir, the TikTok choir. Were these people who volunteered for this? Did you pick them out at the community?
So at New Friends Memory Care here in Kalamazoo, just down the street here from, we have a memory care community, and we have three levels. So there's three lodges, we call it, about 20 people in each one, early, a moderate, and a later stage for memory care. And the early stage is really like assisted living. So because I'm the founder and I'm a musician, obviously music is a very big part of how we provide quality of life. Now, our whole philosophy at Vibrant Life is that the quality of life for people is as important as the care.
Yeah.
And sure, you want to have wonderful, amazing care, but if you have amazing care without a life,
right.
What's the point? Our mission has always been we want people to have amazing quality of life. And one of the ways we do that is through music. And so we've always had a very robust music program. So I come in and play. I'm one of the many musicians who come in and play. So I was actually there this summer or in the spring, and I was doing a performance. And then while I was doing the performance, I had a few sing-alongs, and I let them sing along. Well, all of a sudden, they were singing really good. It sounded really good. And I just had this epiphany, and I said, wait a minute. You don't have to be the passive listener. Why don't you be the active musician?
Yeah.
But part of the thing we like to do at Vibrant Life is what we call real life. And when someone goes into an assisted living or a memory care community, many times it's they're taking all the time. They're receiving care. We're doing things for them. People don't get to do a lot of things. They're in the passive, not the active state.
Yeah.
So we like to try to make them have in the active state as much as possible. So this fit in with our whole philosophy. I said, wait a minute. Let them be the musicians. Let them be the active person. And so I said, okay, we're a choir. And I switched my role from being the entertainer to the musical director.
Oh, I love it.
And I've been a teacher, a music teacher my whole life. So, and I've run a few choirs. So this was natural for me. And it's just been amazing.
Oh, yeah. I've enjoyed watching it online. And then the next thing that you've done is Don't Define Me, Just Remind Me, this song that you've written. Tell us about that. How did that come to be?
So, you know, as we perform throughout the spring and summer and we're performing, I also talk about dementia. I talk about real life. It's kind of the elephant in the room. I say, wait a minute, this dementia you have, and some have Alzheimer's and some have Parkinson's and some have Lewy body, frontal lobe. This doesn't define you as a person. You're a person.
Right.
You know, some people have a broken leg. Some people have bad eyesight. Some people have bad hearing. You know, dementia is just means that we're forgetting in different ways. And there was this guy, Dr. Alzheimer's, and if you forget one way, you have Alzheimer's. If you forget another way, you have Lewy body. But that's not who you are as a people, as a person, is it? And they said, no, of course not. So I decided to write this song. I'm a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote the song, Don't Define Me, Just Remind Me. What we're trying to do is actually desensitize people to dementia and really neurodiversity. There's a whole field now of neurodiversity that's coming up. You know, most of us are what we call neurotypical. And if you're functioning in society and have a job or go to school, you're neurotypical. But there are very many neuroatypical people. And that's become popular with the autistic population and people on the spectrum you've heard now, right? And people with Asperger's. And more, they've really led this movement of normalizing when you're neuroatypical. Well, the next frontier a lot of people think is how dementia needs to be treated more normally. And there's really a phrase that my wife, who is a psychotherapist and also deals with the brain, came up with called neurobigotry. And people are bigoted when someone is not neurotypical. So if someone has ADHD, autism, some learning disabilities, even any kind of cognitive disorder, there's a little bigotry going on that you're not neurotypical. So part of this tune is to destigmatize dementia because, you know, as us boomers, and I'm a boomer, as we age, there's going to be a tremendous amount of early cognitive loss. Most of our friends are dealing with it right now. And instead of everyone with early cognitive issues being in an assisted living community, they're going to be in our living room. They're just going to be our friends. They're going to be in our house, and they're going to have early dementia. And we have to start to get over this stigmatization of people who are not neurotypical. And that's part of what the song's about.
And how has it been received, both by members of these communities that you're working in, but also you've had some national attention, too?
We did. It's been received great. I mean, it's a really well-produced video, very professionally produced. And we just launched it on December 18th, so it's starting to get out there.
Yeah.
But there was a national group, a senior company called Direct Supply, and they're a national supplier of senior goods. And they saw us and heard about us, and they featured us nationally. And so they did a beautiful mini documentary, 4-minute documentary on New Friends Memory Care and on the choir and on the song. So they did that. At the same time, we were doing the music video as well. They've sent it out to 100,000 people, and the song's going all over the place. And it's a good tune. It's a catchy tune.
Yeah. Not just if you have dementia. What do you plan next? Are there going to be more songs? Are we going to get a whole CD of music for memory issues?
We might. You know, we have another song that we do called TikTok, and that's where the name of the group came. So There's another song we wrote called TikTok. This was before, actually, the social media TikTok. And it's a song that combines memory with food and opposites and romance. It's a very good song for people with dementia because it gets them to actually use their brain. You know, be my tick, I'll be your talk. Be my shoe, I'll be your sock.
That's fun.
You know, be my sun, I'll be your moon. Be your fork, I'll be your spoon.
Ooh.
So it gets them thinking, but there's a little romance involved.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I think we'll keep doing that. We had a wonderful event in Kalamazoo here, though, on December 18th. We had a red carpet event. So to launch the video, we rented a theater in town, Gillette Theater, I think you call it, the Epic Center. Everybody got all dressed up, and we had a red carpet. And here are residents who were in a memory care community. You don't think that, you know, when you have to put mom or dad in a memory care community, they're going to be in a music video and walk a red carpet. But that's what
Why
we
not?
Do. That's what we do at New Friends and at Vibrant Life. And so these people were all decked out, and they walked the red carpet, and they got to see themselves on a big screen and see their name in the credits, and it was really just a wonderful event.
How wonderful. That's part of removing the stigma, I think. You know, everybody, no matter where you are in the aging process, you want to live. You want to have a little fun.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Dean. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. It's fun.